Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Friday the 10th of January. Sun is in Capricorn, ruled by Saturn. Planets you're talking about?
Revelations 101 or 201 or maybe even 301.
Oh, well, revelations are good. And it means?
Sun identity conjunct Mercury communication. Full moon, which is the sun opposing the moon, which means the sun's also opposing Mercury. Lunar eclipse, but Uranus, the planet of unpredictability, goes forward again after 5 months.
Well, my. Okay.
Well said. Here with another chance to look at a long-standing issue, the type of which will depend on your sign, and take appropriate steps. Eclipse review. The effects of an eclipse can last anywhere from 6 to 18 months, so whatever's up now is likely not new and could probably use a bit more attention if you do intend to put it to bed for once and for all. On the topic of putting things to bed for once and for all, immutable universal law, there are certain circumstances that are beyond your control, especially this weekend. And should you happen upon one or two of these, particularly in the commercial, business, or relationship arena, do your utmost to let things unfold rather than fretting about your lack of leverage. In the end, it will work out even better than if you'd been in charge. Also, rather than being publicly grumpy about your prospects, leave yourself the option of becoming more sanguine than you are now. And separately, if you're figuratively or literally watching the parade and suddenly realize that instead of being outfitted in cloth of gold, the emperor is buck naked, he surely is. The million-dollar question, though, is whether it serves you to mention it, and if so, what might be the most diplomatic or efficient approach? And whatever you do, wait until next week.
Okay, signs particularly affected by the sun conjunct Mercury, the full moon, the lunar eclipse, and Uranus going direct.
Capricorn, Aquarius, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, everybody. If you haven't heard your sign, guess what?
You're in there anyway.
Correct.
Okay, and if one's birthday, 10th of January.
The sooner you start fresh and cease wearing history as a hair shirt, the happier you will be with your various relationships. While it is frequently tempting to use the past as a guide, especially in partnership affairs, you are strongly encouraged to insist upon a clean slate with the heartiness and merriment ascribed to old King Cole, calling for his pipe, bowl, and fiddlers 3.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planet.